surprisingly, when you search Nelly wristbands, nothing comes up.
Because she's like a bird, she wants to fly away?
No, 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 that's not the Nelly that I was talking about. I was talking Nelly rapper. You're thinking Nelly Furtado. No, not Furtado. Nelly.
Furtado.
Furtado? Is
yeah.
it Furtado? That sounds like a frittata.
Damned if you Furtado. Damned if you Furtado.
Oh, it is Furtado.
Yeah.
No, no, I'm thinking Nelly the rapper.
The Saint hit, Lunatic this, himself.
Which one? Okay, here's the here. Let's back this up.
Okay.
Let's I want to start.
Kevin, can we start the show again?
No.
Oh.
No. That's not what I meant about that. I wanted to back it because clearly I'm confusing you. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show for, what are we in, March, May? May 24th. It's Thursday. Tonight's solo. We'll get to that in a second. My name's Nick. That's Andy. I want to start maybe potentially flirting with the idea of wearing a wristband. Oh. I feel like I'm losing my identity in the office, and I feel like the wristband, the sweatband on my wrist would really, it would delineate me from the rest of the group. We all have beards. We all have cool hair. We're all really funny, so I need something to potentially put on this wrist that could be my identifying factor. Don't cool Greg has a hood. You see him?
Yeah.
I cool Greg's wearing five jackets.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything.
Wait,
so what I'm saying
is,
what's
Andy's thing?
Andy's wearing a members only jacket.
Can I get?
And he's got J-pop hair.
Can I get shoulder pads?
Yeah.
Yes.
That'll be pretty cool, right?
You would wear them well.
But I feel like you guys aren't focusing on me enough.
Oh right.
During this.
Wait.
I just want to know. I want to ask the chat. Who was the hip hop artist that wore sweatbands the most? Because I'm thinking either Nelly Ja Rule or potentially you said Jermaine Dupri.
I was thinking Jermaine Dupri, but the only reason I thought that is because they have a video. He has a video
chat here.
Money in a Thing with Jay-Z.
Jay-Z probably wore them a couple times
and
too.
And in the video, they're all wearing. Jay-Z's wearing like New York Yankees apparel,
mm-hmm.
and Jermaine Dupri's wearing Atlanta Braves apparel. And I was like, "Ooh, Jermaine Dupri is my guy. He's a Braves fan.
You know
That's
what?
Where we connected."
It might be DMX, but see, Sean Solo Texas says Nelly. Nelly used to wear them.
I think it was Nelly.
It probably is Nelly because we saw the picture of Nelly with the headband.
Well, Nelly had the thing that he used to wear.
Yeah.
The I got cut, but maybe I'm also playing football.
And he
Remember
was like, "I don't know where my home is."
But DMX could also have done it. I'm going to Google DMX real quick. Let's go on a... Hey, everyone.
Thanks
for watching the show. Let's go on a little walk together.
It's right the Internet
now.
Explorer segment.
Kevin,
right here.
Could you do me a favor?
Yeah, what's up?
Could you go to the Google, the power of the Googles, and just Google DMX image search?
Okay,
and let's just see what we can see.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just see, you know what I mean, guys? Let's just see what there is to be seen.
Do you see what I see?
What do you want me to look? DMX what?
Just DMX. That's it.
DMX.
And then just a Google search for DMX. I thought that was clear.
Dog. DMX dog.
I just want to make sure those.
Oof, man.
Yeah, he's getting
He old. Looks like Omar from The Wire.
Let's scroll down a little bit. Let's scroll down. Yeah, see, I'm not seeing any wristbands. Maybe I really am just thinking like.
Ripped though, man.
Like who did a music video where they were wearing like lots of like basketball gear?
I think you're thinking
Bow Wow, Jermaine Dupri, Nelly. Those,
Jermaine Dupri, right.
Jermaine Dupri, let's go Jermaine Dupri. Nelly, but see, you search Nelly, you don't really get much.
There's a lot of years of him. He goes through different stages.
Yeah, I want to see Nelly. I want to see Nelly when he was like, but like I feel like Nelly wore the fucking basketball jersey a lot with the sweatband, with the thing.
Yeah.
And I just want to, is that Jermaine Dupri?
Yeah.
Got it.
You can't see his wrist in this.
Nelly in the Murphos ones.
Okay, so we don't know if he's
we
wearing a wristband.
We don't know if he's wearing one or
in this or not, but he certainly is eating that sandwich.
After the last Jay-Z concert I went to, ran into Jermaine Dupri at Mel's.
Who was the Air Force? Stomping in my Air Force One? Who was that guy? That's Nelly.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're narrowing in on this, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin, please Google Nelly stomping in my Air Force Ones. Is that the song?
It's called Air Force
Ones. Air Force Ones. And let's see what comes up, because I feel like this might be what I'm thinking.
Andy Candy says Fabulous.
Yeah, that might be one. That might be who you're thinking about.
Didn't he get cleansed recently?
See, that's the outfit I'm thinking of, but he's not wearing. Do you see that? This is the iconic outfit I'm thinking of, where he's got the Air Force One up there. But he's not wearing a wristband.
It's the Band-Aid, though, that really sets him apart.
Okay, so bottom left. All the way. Yeah, that one right there. Yeah, you're on it, sorry. Any of those, really. Actually, the one right there was wearing the headband, the black headband. Down, right
yes,
there.
Yes, perfect.
So I feel like this is what I want to channel.
No wristband, though.
No wristband, though. We can't tell, though, because we can't see his left wrist. But it's possible. No, I don't think. Just from looking at it, there's no wristband there. But he is wearing the headband. What was with the Band-Aid?
He got cut there a lot.
He just kept getting cut here?
After a while, he started saying those for his homie that was in jail. I don't know, something stupid.
I think it was just an identifying thing, because he was like, people will know I got the Band-Aid. I got the thing. It's like Wynton Marsalis, not Wynton Marsalis.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Lopes.
There we go.
I would always say Lopez. I would always say Lopez. Yeah,
I thought it was Lopez.
But people would say Lopes. You know, because speaking of which, there's a baseball player named Johnny Gomes, but I'm pretty sure it's Johnny Gomez.
Isn't it Lopez? Isn't that how you say Lopez?
I think, no, like Lopez normally with a Z, but some people would say that it's Lopes.
Put it on. Do it.
All right.
Let's do it, Nick.
Well,
can we get Nick's one?
Let's get my one here, Kevin. Here, we're going to put on the newest identifying factor for Nick is the oh no, ouchie band-aid.
You've been looking for something to set you
apart.
Which
side of the face was that? Is this one, right?
Yeah. Can we? Ooh, nice, dude.
That's way too long. Can we cut it in half?
No. I like it. I'm feeling it, Kevin.
I think this looks really cool.
Can you pan up on the camera?
I'll just go down.
It's got emojis on it.
I'm looking beat down lately, I've noticed. My beard needs to be trimmed. My hair on this side is just outrageous. I don't like it at all.
I think you look great.
What's sad is I've spent copious amounts of time, way more time than I should, looking at that model that looked like me. Did you see that? Were you on that episode?
Yeah, and you got very just sort of discouraged.
And he's got all of my features, but he's like Blade. And I'm like one of the shitty vampires that can't go out during the day. He's got all of my strengths, but none of my weaknesses, you know?
Yeah.
It's depressing. It's depressing to see what you could have been. Skinnier, taller, better. And now I'm just stuck here with you guys.
I need to get in some sort of workout regimen, Nick. You know how I haven't weighed myself in forever just because I'm scared of it?
Yeah.
But here's how
I weighed myself this morning. I gained 5 pounds from eating Oreo cookies.
Here's how I know where that there's been a lot of weight gain, not only because of how I look, but when I'm in an Uber ride, I base it on how much jiggle I feel in the midsection. And boy, oh boy, it was just, it was a mess.
I'll say, here's what you do. Just do a couple sit-ups. It'll tighten up. You're fine.
I want to do I need to do the pull-ups again because
just go play basketball. It's like the best workout for you. Here's what you do. Once or twice a week, carve out 30 minutes, 40 minutes. You go down to that middle school. You challenge every fucking kid you see that's over 4 feet tall, and you fuck them up.
Right.
Not only will that help your ego, but it'll also help your cardiovascular abilities.
Honestly, it'll help them too.
Well, some of them it'll help. Yeah. Others it will force probably into a life of male stripping.
I'd like to live stream me and Cool Greg playing.
Say the word, man.
Dude, that's easy peasy. We should live stream more things in this office.
We should.
Like, I'll be honest, there have been moments where I'm like, the best moments that we've ever done are behind camera.
Right.
When the camera's off and we just think, hey, no one's watching, let's say all that crazy shit we really think. And we don't, you know, about.
All right, that's enough.
No?
That's enough.
Okay, all right.
You guys will never see it.
You'll never
unless
see
you
it.
Pay $1,000 and you get the Ragu Bagu Vids Twitter account. Then you'll see all of
about
it.
That. Yeah. Today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Hims and Portillo's. We'll get to that in a little bit. But before we do, Kev, let's go ahead and get on into that housekeeping section.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
It's my favorite thing ever. First up on housekeeping, of course, it's Kind of Funny Prom. It's coming up. It's heating up. We're selling tickets left and right. This event is going to be hot. Not H-O-T, H-A-W-T, exclamation point at the front and at the back. So it's in both Spanish and English.
Lowercase x and then a capital X on both sides.
Oh, my God. But I-I-X, hot, I-I-X, X-I-I, whatever.
Yes.
That's what it's going to be.
Yes.
It's going to be so internet millennial, but also it's going to appeal to old people, too.
Mm-hmm.
So get your tickets right now, kindoffunny.com/tickets. That's where you want to go if you want to be a bro.
Came over, Greg says, wow, just got here. How did they manage to get Nelly on the show?
it's working.
I'm going down, baby. I'm sitting on my hands.
Cool, Greg, could you please do me a favor and go and get the blue sweatband for my head and potentially the wristband that are on my desk? Both of those, please.
You cosplay Nelly right now? You're going to cosplay Nelly.
I'm going to channel Nelly.
Okay.
And just see what happens. Now, did you see this yesterday?
I hate Kevin's. At the bottom.
Kevin, please bring this up.
It looks so ugly.
I feel like you brought this up yesterday.
I did bring it up yesterday, but I wanted Andy to see it again today. Because Andy is Chris Pratt. Kevin is not the mama, the baby from dinosaurs.
Jesus.
Oh.
That's who you are.
Yeah.
Well, watch, Google not the mama. Just say put not the mama, not the mama.
Okay, hold on.
And that's who you are with that, which is hilarious.
You look like the guy from Mask.
Thank you, sir. Let's see if this conversion can be complete. Let's see.
Gold chain? Man, dude.
See, I feel like if I just wore the sweatband, I could shave my head. It'd be fine. No one would know that
you're
I shaved
matching
my head.
Perfectly. Holy shit.
I know.
Were both of these things made in the same fucking warehouse? Look at this. Nelly, dude. He's right here. Holy shit.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
What I'm a Nelly. Saint lunatic.
I don't know anything about Nelly. I'm realizing that right now. You don't know any of his songs? Nelly, don't know anything bad. About him.
Nick, in middle school.
It's that one right there, Kev. That little chunky one right
in
there.
In middle school.
I mean, it's all of them, right?
The only two albums I listened to were Creed.
Yeah, bring it up.
And Nelly.
This is the dinosaur that the That's artist forever. Decided to base the rendition of Kevin off of, and I think it's a stroke of genius. I haven't thought about dinosaurs in a long time, and when you go back and think about it, you're like, why did they make this show? What a stupid, weird show.
I think there's a lot of other stupid, weird shows. I just don't like that they fused the top half of Kevin with the bottom half of the baby. Like, I feel like there could have been a better mesh, you know?
Well, Kevin could probably, like, okay, so... Honestly, I have the championship belt. I do want to shout that out. I do have the championship belt. I'm also stepping over the body of someone else like a champ would. Thank you. But I also think they could have probably gone a step further and made Kevin blue. You're my boy, Blue. Even though Blue is a female now, apparently. We didn't know that, but now we know that.
Oh.
Blue the Velociraptor. I think that would have been a smarter move, just riding your back.
No, I think that you're stepping on that other...
No, I'm clearly stepping on an inferior human being or an inferior animal. It doesn't matter. I'm a champ. Who fucking cares? But I also do love that Greg's in the weird blow-up dinosaur suit.
I think most importantly, I'm going to say that I'm extremely impressed with this. This is fantastic. Someone did a really good job photoshopping things. The fact that the jacket on Tim.
Oh, didn't you even notice that?
I didn't even notice that.
It's amazing.
That's really,
really
good.
It's very well done.
It's really well done. This is... Almost expert. It looks like I'm holding the belt on like I do because I don't know how to snap it. This is really well done.
The more
I look at this is really just kind of a master
I would have
stroke.
Liked it better if your belt was backwards because I feel like you always bring up the belt backwards.
Sets it in reality is all the drop shadows. That's what really supplanted into is this a real photo?
Oh, the fact that he actually put the directional shadows.
Yeah,
this is very well done.
Really good.
Very well done.
Good stuff, man.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get one of your Photoshops on this show, just make it amazing.
Give us your content and we'll make it for free.
And we'll make
free.
Content. No, okay. It's not free. They give it to us for free. We capitalize off of it.
Okay.
Do you understand how that works? Next up on the housekeeping news, the stream this Friday, that's tomorrow, 2 p.m., twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. After Kind of Funny Games Daily, we will be doing our prom stream. Come hang out with us. It's going to be really, really fun. We're going to play some prom-infused games, make a few announcements, make one really fun announcement, hopefully, and it's going to be.
Oh, really? Tomorrow?
I think it's tomorrow. So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
The announcement, like.
Don't ruin it. Next up on housekeeping, just a quick reminder, Greg has we have an amazing video up on youtube.com/kindoffunny right now. Greg, his trip back to Mizzou. He got to go back there, see some of his old professors, give a little bit of a lecture to some of the kids, inspire them, and then give away free Microsoft for Surface books, for Surface laptops, courtesy of Microsoft. It was really, really cool. It was very heartfelt, so much so, I can't watch it.
I bought them for everybody.
Too many emotions.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. I don't know if we don't need this last Photoshop challenge thing in here. Before we get into the news, of course, this episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Portillo's. They are doing the Portillo's Rhyme Time Challenge all throughout this week. You have two more days, I believe, today and tomorrow to enter in to win. Is that correct? Let me look before I leap on that one.
Look before you leap.
Yes, I believe submissions for this Rhyme Time Challenge end tomorrow. So you guys, it's Italian Beef Week, and you know there's nothing more Italian and beefy than this guy right here.
Whoa, dude, up here, man.
Ah, I know.
That was a good one.
I know, right? This is a really fun challenge, and I think everyone out there, I want one of you out there, if not all of you out there, to win. There's three people that can win. You have first, second, or third prize. First prize, literally, for this challenge, $700 gift card. That's a ton of Portillo's, right? And your rhyme gets used by all the employees. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you've never been to Portillo's before, when you order and your order's up, if your order's number is 10, they say, number 10, hope you come again, right? Number 9, you're ready to dine. They have these fun little rhymes they say. It just keeps it flowing. When you're waiting, you're like, oh, dine.
Oh, dine. Ready to die.
Ready to die.
I also heard dine. Yeah,
that was odd. Well, I got to enunciate. This is what they want you guys to do. They want you to go to the link that we're going to put in the chat right now. Kev, can you put that link in the chat? If you're watching this on YouTube right now, it'll also be in the description of this video. Come up with your best rhyme and submit it to them. Now, here are the rules, right? The rhyme must end with a number 0 or 9. and must be 50 characters or less. If you choose a 2 or 3-digit order number for your rhyme, the last number must be 09. If you choose a single-digit order number, that number must be 09. You can also read all that stuff on the site. Cannot use inappropriate language, must rhyme, cannot use a current Portillo's rhyme. Don't steal. One entry per person per day, must be creative, unique, and Portillo's worthy. And I believe they want you to do less than 50 characters max. So fewer than 50 characters. Can't go above that. No Shakespeare, none of this stuff. Now, Cool Greg's going to enter to win. We've already said he could do that. So we'll see if he wins or not. Submissions, again, are done by tomorrow. So make sure you guys get up there. They'll be narrowed down to 3 rhymes by May 28th by the panel of Portillo's judges, not us. But Portillo's judges. And then the second and third runner-up will also win some prizes. So go over there and do that. It's super fun. And if you're in an area that has Portillo's and you're like, hey, I don't feel like being creative, but I do feel like eating, go to a Portillo's. It's actually really fun. Get yourself an Italian beef. Say, Nick Scarpino sent you. And they'll go, who's that? And you say, and this is the rumor we're trying to start right now, he's the guy they named the Italian beef after.
Really? After you?
Yeah, it was after me. Well, funny fact, they just called it an Italian beef, like they just called it a beef sandwich, right?
Why is that?
I don't know. And then I walked in and they were like, oh my God, sir, we've clearly been mistaken this entire time. You're such a beefy, like a beautiful piece of beef, Italian beef.
Sure.
And then I ordered the sandwich. They saw me eating. They were like, Italian beef eating Italian beef. It makes more, let's call it the Italian beef from now on. So you know how they call Rocky the Italian Stallion? I get the-
That was his porn name, right?
No, that was just his name. They called him the Italian, it was his fighting name.
Was that not his porn name?
I thought that was his porn name.
I thought that was his porn name too.
No, he's the Italian Stallion.
But from the porn.
Yeah, he did porn, right? He did like a softcore porn.
But it was the Rock in Rocky, his name was the Italian Stallion.
Oh, in Rocky.
You weirdos.
So what was his porn name?
I don't know. We'll Google that in a second.
Okay.
Long story short, you should call me the Italian Beef from now on.
Italian okay. Beef.
Because Italian Stallion, like, it gets out there and runs. Italian Beef, I'm just here for you, man. You want to climb on me?
The porn name came after Rocky.
Yeah, no. They called him the Stallion. Maybe he's like, come on, Stallion. Come on, Rock.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've seen any of the Rocky movies.
They're so good, man.
Maybe you should stop talking about things you don't know. Was that his porn name? You know what? I've never actually seen any of the Rocky movies.
Apparently it was not softcore. But that was the nickname that came afterwards. So that was also his porn name.
I just caught a glimpse of myself, and I look so much like Nelly right now, it's not even funny.
You look like Nelly. It's really weird, dude.
I feel great.
Hey, here's a free rhyme for you. Why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9.
Let's come up with one right now.
No, okay. Wait, that's way too many numbers.
Number four, food galore.
Why?
Done. No,
it has to end with a number, doesn't it?
What? No, you said no. You end, does
Cool
it?
Cool Greg have any free
I thought it had to end with
about?
A number.
Well, the ones they put says number one, your order is done. Number two, where are you? So they said, yeah, I guess you could say.
Why was I mad? Why did I not get to eat at Portillo's? Because 7, 8, mine.
Right? No, but okay, I feel like you're
numbers,
not.
Though.
You're not understanding. You can't have multiple numbers in there. It's one order number. But you know what? Go
one,
to the
one, two, three,
go
four,
to the site.
Five, six. Pick up sticks.
Go to the site. Hopefully, one of you wins. If you win, let us know for sure because we want. Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing. Look at that. Did you bring that up, Kevin? Congratulations to Johannistan Palanzo.
That looks gross.
This is why I don't break. This is what happened after shingles, though. That's what my face looked like after shingles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was terrifying. That's a really good Photoshop.
He got the inside job to take a photo of you?
I mean, it's good. I just want to say he could have done a little bit better.
What are you talking about?
Right here.
Oh, no. That's great. That's great.
All I'm saying.
I think it's still a great job.
I'm a cybernetic unit.
I've got still a good
living
job. Yeah,
tissue
again,
of organic metal.
But why is this a new photo?
He nailed the six.
When did this challenge start, though?
We just are doing it now.
Oh.
So if you want to call it out, we're just going to bring up people's fun Photoshops. It's a great way to get the community to give us free work.
Oh, okay.
And that way I don't have to read stories and shit on the show. I can just do whatever I want. Because, I mean, Tim brought up a very good point. He was like, you got to stop doing the news. And I'm like, people like the news. And he's like, you don't need the news.
Did he actually say that?
He doesn't want us to do news per se. When there's not news stories, we should come up with more interesting stuff. So I'm working in some stuff. I got another news of the weird story. We're going to do more bits. We're going to turn this more into shenanigans. When there's good news stories we want to talk about, like important things, like the first news story we have right now, we'll want to talk about because it's a very important news story. But beyond that, this show can be whatever we want it to be.
Let's make it our own, Nick.
I want you and me, man. Thelma and Louise, you know?
What?
Thelma and Louise.
Oh, okay. And Louise. What did they do?
They drove off a cliff together, but they were holding hands like this.
That's where this show's going.
Hold your hand up. And
were the fingers interlocked?
No, if I remember correctly, I think they just went like this. But I could be wrong. But they were like, you know.
So, Photoshop us driving off a cliff. Here, let's put down our laptops.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, that'll come back. There you go.
That's the next Photoshop challenge.
Nelly. A quick tip reminder, we will read tips later in the show at the $5 or above level or 500 bits. And of course, if you guys want to subscribe to us, you have the next 40 minutes to use your Amazon Prime to give us that one free Twitch Prime subscription. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, you have Amazon Prime, you can link that to your Twitch and subscribe to us for free. If you don't give it to us, please give it to someone else, like Teddy Chinaris. And I'll tell you, Teddy and I are just getting close.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Because this whole, we had a falling out. Because I subscribed to his channel, and he didn't thank me.
I think he did.
And then he turns out he went somehow was able to fake a stream or whatever that he thanks me. It doesn't, you know, he's a master of the internet. He figured out how to roll back the clocks on the internet and stuff, and said that I did in fact thank you. So I was like, fine, okay, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Crazy technology.
I don't give people my free sub for. Just the gratification, right? That's not altruistic.
Yeah.
I give it because it's the right thing to do. It's free money. Amazon takes all my money anyway. Might as well give it to someone. But Teddy has since mended our friendship, and now we're going back and forth on Twitter. Did you see the video he did?
I did not, no.
Oh, my God. Kevin, can you pull up Teddy's?
I'm looking for it.
It's amazing. It's actually really funny.
By the way, Panzer G...
He's having a great time with
Panzer G2 gifted you a sub to me.
Gifted me a sub to you?
Yeah. And they're like...
Do I need to give it to you? Or can I give it to
No, channel? They gifted it to you. So you are sub to me now. And somebody commented,
I don't like this. I don't
very
want
nice, very nice of Panzer G2 to give to the elderly. It's a joke about you, dude.
Because you're old.
And I was like, fuck right that shit, dude.
Kevin, give me the one, please.
I defended you, dude.
Does this look like an old man?
Flex a little harder. There it is. Oh, there
shit.
It is.
Dude.
Oh, man.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm at least... 35, maybe 34. I have the spirit of at least 2 years younger man.
Okay, gotcha.
Pull up this thing that Teddy did. This is amazing to me. This is from yesterday's show.
Just give it to someone in our community who's doing an awesome job of streaming. I gave mine last month to Teddy Chinaris.
That's me.
It's been an ongoing joke that he never thanks
me. And he never thanks you.
He never did.
Definitely did.
He is multiple times now. I think he's actually starting to get mad that I keep doing this joke, which he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand that when you
wait,
get
keep
mad
going.
At me,
yeah.
That's when I
what are you
want
doing?
No, we were covering him.
I want to turn the screw a little bit more. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, Teddy, if you're watching this right now, you got to let it go.
Teddy!
Let it go. We love you, Teddy.
Or thanks, shit.
This is what I like. This is what I like. When the show's over, the show's not over. We like to continue it. All right, Andy, are you ready for the news?
I'm down.
Let's get into it.
I'm down.
The news. Top news story today. Not a good one.
Not a good one.
Morgan Freeman accused of inappropriate behavior and harassment. This is from CNN.com. This article is not a good look for Morgan Freeman. He's being accused by multiple women of sexual harassment, inappropriate behavior, and it's pretty damning. I've read through most of the article, at least a good portion. It's a very long article.
Okay.
But can you give me the
bullet points?
Bullet points are, well, we'll read the first couple paragraphs. How about that? How does that sound?
Sure.
Does that sound good?
I had a very late morning, Nick. I was very rushy, so
it's okay.
Didn't
we
read
don't read the source. This reads, a young production assistant thought she had landed the job of her life. Dreams. And in the summer of 2015, she started working on a movie called Going in Style, a bank heist comedy starring Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, and Alan Arkin. But the job quickly devolved into several months of harassment, she told CNN. She alleged that Freeman subjected her to unwanted touching and comments about her figure and clothing on a nearly daily basis. Freeman would rest his hand on her lower back, or rub her lower back. She said in one incident, Freeman kept trying to lift up my skirt, asking if I was wearing underwear. It goes on to also say that there's a lot of other women who have come forward now and have said that they have experienced similar behavior from him over the years on sets. It's creepy.
Not super shocked. I felt like this day was gonna come.
It's weird because we talked about this a while back.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up before. Apparently there was an alleged illicit affair with his grand stepdaughter that everyone was like, he's definitely, like the word
something's
around the campfire
on.
Allegedly was he was banging his grand stepdaughter.
And then
she died.
And then that shit was removed. Yeah, then she died.
Then she died.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, this is some fucked up shit. This is a crazy world we live in. So I don't know, man. Creepy. It seems creepy.
I feel like I am not super surprised. I mean, again, this is all alleged, right?
Mm-hmm.
We tend to sort of believe the victims normally anyway.
It's probably a good idea to side with him at first. I don't know.
I do feel like I saw this coming only because I feel like most of the old guard is eventually going to be snuffed out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm shocked it took this long for somebody to come up with an allegation against Morgan Freeman.
Well, I feel like, again, you're getting into that territory of...
That's also me just people, assuming that
no,
he's
no, but I
shit.
Feel... But Morgan Freeman, a huge star. A lot of pull in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting into the area where people are now feeling, like, safe to come out and say, look, this guy's a skeez.
Yeah, yeah.
He's being a fucking dirty old skeez and needs to keep his hands to himself.
Mm-hmm.
The article goes on to read, Freeman's alleged inappropriate behavior was not limited to that one set. According to other sources who spoke to CNN, a woman who was a senior member of the production staff of the movie Now You See Me in 2012 told CNN that Freeman sexually harassed her and her female assistants on numerous occasions by making comments about their bodies. He did comment on our bodies, quote,
a CNN investigation has uncovered a...
We knew that if he was coming by not to wear any top that would show our breasts, not to wear anything that would show our bottoms, meaning not wearing clothes that were fitted in any way, shape, or form. So
I don't know.
All in all, 16 people spoke to CNN about Freeman as part of the investigation, 8 of whom said they were victims of what was called harassment, and others called inappropriate behavior by Freeman. 8 said that they witnessed Freeman's alleged conduct. The 16 people together described a pattern of inappropriate behavior by Freeman on set while promoting his movies and his production company, Revelations Entertainment. He also apparently did this to some journalists as well. And they were like, yo, this is not a good thing. Yikes. You can't do that to us. We'll fucking straight report on this shit. And they didn't.
So people are sort of like making fun of the fact that I said allegedly, mm-hmm. because after that, Chad is saying that he already apologized for it. That recently he has come out and apologized for the behavior.
Has he?
And I don't know how true that is, but a lot of people in chat are saying that.
Are you sure they're not saying allegedly? Because that was one of our old jokes. Remember allegedly, guys?
Oh, no, I don't.
Allegedly?
Let's see, this story was updated. Let
we
me go
almost
to the bottom
sold
the
shirt that said allegedly.
We did used to say that. I don't know why this story was updated.
I think they were saying, I think they were like, Andy, allegedly, come on. I think they were kind of doing that thing. Because I don't know the full story, which, you know, is
none of us ever do. None of us ever do. But it's not going to stop us from rendering an opinion and a verdict. An opinion and a verdict. We will pass judgment in a court of public appeal, and then we will totally forget about this in 2 days. Here's the deal. Just don't. Don't do shit like this. Don't do it. You see what I'm saying? You're in a position of power. Don't. When someone's like setting something up down there, don't try to put things in their pants.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know?
God, Nick.
Don't try to do that.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. 3 hours ago, Morgan Freeman apologizes after being...
Pull it up. Can you put that on the thing? Read the story.
Let's see here. I'm just trying to find...
So it's bad when your like direct manager likes to put his finger near your crack? When you're bent over in front of
only
him?
If you don't ask for it non-verbally.
Yeah.
If you're saying
what if you verbally
you
say
don't
stop,
want
don't
it,
do that.
But your body's begging for it.
Okay. See,
if your
now
body's
you're
just mixed,
you're
begging for it, Kevin.
You're giving mixed signals to the kids.
Then I don't know what to tell you. Okay. There are just certain non-verbal cues that certain coworkers can give you when they bend over and it's a little too long.
Only Kevin though.
You know.
No?
I'm not saying names here in this office.
No.
Okay. So I'm not gonna send this story to Kevin. It's just a pain in the ass. Morgan Freeman apologizes after being accused of sexual harassment by 8 women, including young production assistant whose skirt he tried to lift up repeatedly. Freeman, 80, apologized after the claims emerged in a CNN report on Thursday. He has been dropped as the voice of the Vancouver Public Transport as a result,
and I'm sure
many more people are going to drop
him. Oh yeah, he's not working ever again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not in this climate, but he's also 80. It's probably time for him to retire.
Yeah.
He can narrate his own life for the rest of this time.
Think he's gonna keep wearing those earrings?
I fucking hope not. Mm. Let me put it this way. If you're above the age of 25, take the earrings out.
Do you think the
earrings...
Do you think
and
the
stop
earrings...
stop skateboarding.
I feel like the earrings are maybe what's keeping him alive, and maybe if you
remove
them...
Oh, they're like those stupid bracelets that guys used to wear because they were like, when I go golfing, it centers me. It's like, that's mumbo jumbo, sir. Uh-huh. There's no science in that.
Yeah.
Fucking zinc oxide on your face or whatever the hell you're doing. I don't know. This sucks. I love Morgan Freeman, but yeah, you gotta apologize. I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. Well, that seems sincere. That seems super sincere. Can you scroll down? Let's see his full apology. I'll read the whole thing to the audience right now. Let's go.
You think he's been waiting around like, oh shit, it's gonna come to me. It's gonna come to me.
Find the part that's quoted. Is there no quote? All right, well, there it is.
I'm Iron Man. Oh, there it is. It's in the first paragraph.
Morgan Freeman has been accused. It says, quote, anyone who knows me or has worked with me knows that I am not someone who is intentionally offended or knowingly make anyone feel uneasy. I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent. Well, there you go. He's apologized. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. If he's truly...
I think he's done. At this point, why give a role to an 80-year-old dude who has done shit like this? You know, like, I don't think he's... I don't see him ever working again.
He's still really, really famous.
He is very famous.
And, like,
but
wildly accepted as...
It sounds like he's a little skeezy. Right? Is he skeezy?
Yeah, a little skeezy.
Man, what are you gonna do?
I just hate those types of apologies. That seems like the very like, ooh, my bad.
Well, it's kind of a non-apology. What you're doing with that is you're like, oh, I'm sorry that you...
I wasn't aware.
That you got offended by this thing that I was doing. But in reality, I mean, you have to... And it's... Look, again, it's possible that he spent the last 80 years of his life not realizing, like, maybe he thought he was being charming and the girls loved him. And that was... Sure. And that's a possibility. That is a possibility.
That's what superstardom will sort of... It'll sort of warp your mind.
Well, you know, people give you that weird perception that everything you do is fantastic. So maybe you think, oh, we're just having a friendly flirtation that every woman wants me, whatever. But you have to at some point think that at some point he picked up on a cue of, like, I don't really like this.
Yeah.
And you're also an 80-year-old man who's flirting with 20-year-old girls. That's skeezy.
Yeah.
That's skeezy. Unless they're into it, in which case, good for you, everyone.
That's the sort of apology that reminds me of the, like, all of the steroid stuff in baseball, and they're like, hey, I didn't take anything that I wasn't aware, like, I wasn't aware I was putting that in my body.
Oh,
like,
no, I love that with fighters.
It's sort of ignorance.
Fighters are like, it's a thing. They're like, I don't know how I got that many steroids in my body.
I didn't knowingly do this.
I didn't. Yeah. I thought it was cool, and I'm like, come on, just fucking own it. You did the thing. Whatever. I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right.
Next news story. Kevin Coelho.
Now, this is interesting. This comes from Deadline. Netflix, Michael Bay, Ryan Reynolds, and Sundance set action franchise Six Underground. They're bringing this movie over to Netflix. This is going to be the biggest movie budget yet. If you remember, Bright had a budget of $90 million.
Oh, okay.
Has a budget of $150 million.
I was about to ask what the comparison
was. Okay. And what would amount to the biggest budget feature project yet? Netflix is partnering with Skydance Media and Six Underground, an action thriller that Michael Bay will direct with Deadpool's Ryan Reynolds starring. Sources said the commitment here is in the $150 million range, and Bay will start production this summer for a 2019 release. I cannot wait to see this movie.
Why?
Because it's going to be terrible.
It is, right?
Michael Bay doesn't make good movies. Ryan Reynolds makes decent movies, but only when it's like him helming it. And I can't imagine that he's going to have much creative control with Michael Bay as the director of this movie. So,
well, I feel like, because isn't this mostly headed up by Ryan Reynolds? Isn't he sort of...
No, I don't know. I mean, if it's going through Skydance,
I thought it was him and his like Deadpool writers that were doing this whole thing.
Let's click on it.
Because I feel like it's mostly people in his camp, and maybe he just wants Bay for the vision, or, you know, I don't know.
Well, you get Bay, you get movies made. That guy gets movies made. But by the way, he's got to at some point be the next person getting cleansed.
Michael Bay?
Oh my God. It's all the shit, all the stories you've heard about that guy and how horrible he treats women on his sets. Like Megan Fox, like basically revolting against him and you have that the story of like there's that story that Rose I forget her how do you say her name Rose Willington Huntley or whatever Huntington talks about how he like drove her to the middle of the desert and they made her walk back in heels. He's just a dick. So we'll see.
He's the total dude that like will do dickish things like it's part of the process.
Sure if the current trend of people feeling confident to come out against Hollywood super mega lords like this continues,
sure.
Michael Bay at some point will be on that chopping block for sure.
Did you read all
if
the?
If we had a Deadpool of people men in Hollywood that were going to get cleansed, I would bet money on Michael Bay. Not now, because he's too powerful. But maybe in like a year from now.
You think he's still too powerful? I feel like at any moment.
Just signed a fucking $150 million deal with Netflix. He's pretty powerful.
Yeah, but I just feel like, I don't know. Did you read the whole Jeffrey Tambor stuff?
Gray was talking to me about that this morning. Apparently he made the actress who plays the mother on the show cry and was just really abusive toward her. Am I hearing this correctly?
Yeah, so New York Times had this sort of let's sit down and talk to the cast of Arrested Development. Mm-hmm. And it was like about the show and this and that, but then of course sort of the ugly started rearing its head.
The accusations from Transparent and whatnot. I guess they brought that up.
But I guess, what's her name? The woman playing...
I think it's Judith something.
Jessica Walter?
Yeah. So she started coming out. She was like, look, I'm not talking about the whole sexual stuff that he just went through. I'm talking about like when he was on the set with me, mm-hmm. I've never been yelled at like that in my whole life. And then everybody else on the set... all these males are like, you know, it happens to everybody. It happens to everybody in Hollywood. She was like, no, I've been in the industry for 40 years. Mm-hmm. I've never experienced something like that.
Was it all the guys or was it Bateman?
It was Bateman, and I mean, there was like a lot of like, kind of, hey, Jeffrey Tambor, he's still cool, man. Like, please don't, you know.
You're like, we're trying to get paid.
It started turning into like this crazy intervention. It was very weird and awkward to listen to. You just felt crazy. Horrible for her, yeah.
That's too bad, and I'll tell you why. Jessica Walter's her name, right?
Yes, correct.
She does the mother character on Archer. And if you're not watching Archer, she's fucking hilarious.
I haven't turned it on in
a long
time.
God, it's so good. And of course, I think Jeffrey Tambor was on that show too, but he's not on it anymore. That's unfortunate. Jared.
Yeah.
I see you're here waiting on the shock mic. What's going on?
I am waiting on the shock mic. So I have two very important questions.
Sure.
Sorry to interrupt this riveting conversation. Mm-hmm. First, if I touch this now, like I've been told, we just hold this.
I love this camera shot.
But now I walk in and we have this.
We're working on it.
It's now attached to the beam that I'm told will electrocute me.
Yeah. No, so you're fine. It's attached via a steel plate.
Now, right. That's rubber.
And steel, everybody knows steel does not conduct.
What happens if I touch
electricity?
The mic? Do I pick it up anymore?
Yeah, you can pick it up and sit back.
But should I?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I trust you, Kevin.
All right, well, then
you're fine.
Don't.
You're fine.
I don't care.
You did strike me in the scrotum at the last party we went to.
Kevin. It was funny.
We talked about you touching people inappropriately. Maybe we're creating a system here where someone is abused and too much to abuse.
Moments beforehand, Andy hit Tim in the balls.
Did you touch Tim's balls?
I'm really not okay with anything that's being discussed here right now. I didn't know these things happened. I'm a little worried by this.
How do you not know that trend
of ball touching in this office?
Tim was blind.
Am I allowed to touch people's balls?
No, Tim.
Can I touch your
Tim
balls?
Tim was blindfolded, absolutely. And Kevin was like, Andy, hit him in the balls. And I was like, no. And he was like, Andy, do it. And I was like,
you weren't like, no. You were like, no.
No, I was not going to do it. And Kevin was just egging me on. So I hit him, and Kevin was just like, yeah. Kevin was so excited that I hit him in the balls, and I felt so bad. I was like, Tim, I'm so sorry that I did this to you. And Kevin was like, it was all me, Tim. It was me.
I didn't get that, so sorry. I was also blindfolded, and someone just hit me, and then I took off the blindfold, and like a coward, Kevin had fled to a different floor of the building.
Yeah, I was going out to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a coward. I stayed for like a good 7 seconds, enough to be like, my bad, dude. I thought you understood that if you put the blindfold on.
I didn't hear any of that.
I was playing
pin the tail on the donkey game, and you know what? I don't want to make light of this.
I will say this. If you put a blindfold on, it does not agree to consent.
Correct.
To have your balls hit
in
this office, okay? That is the policy. Having said that, if you put a blindfold on in this office and someone hits your balls, you are 1% responsible for that because you know it's coming.
Well,
you know it's coming.
I don't think there should be, generally speaking, any particular touching like that going on in offices anyway, but we weren't in the office.
100%.
This is an outside thing.
Here's what you gotta do. You gotta pick the mic up, you gotta lean back, because right now we have a super close up on you. If you look down at the thing,
can you see yourself?
You can see the camera.
Right, okay.
Is Jared gonna talk about what he came to talk about?
I am, yes. It seems like every time I'm here, I interrupt your show.
I don't care.
But it
saves me from having to read the next news story, which I don't know about either.
Actually, this is very, very important.
Yeah.
So I'm hungry.
Did you get chicharrones?
I'm hungry. And I look through the snack cabinet, which I understand is like a communal snack cabinet. And I found these.
I forgot those were in there, sir.
Okay. I found these. So I thought, maybe you guys bought these for me, knowing that I can't eat the normal snacks.
No,
but then I went to Greg, and I'm like, Greg, are these mine or not? He's like, I think those may be Nick's. And he said, why don't you go ask Nick if he can have some?
Yeah.
So then I thought I'd walk in here and ask you if I can
have
some.
You may absolutely have some. Right. If you eat the whole bag, I will not be disappointed. But if you leave me a quarter of the bag for after this for a crunchy snack for myself, I'll love you forever.
Okay. Cool. These are your snacks, though.
They are. I bring in pork rinds. Now, here's what I'll bring in some, too. I bring in pork rinds because, generally speaking, with the exception of like last weekend where I fucking decided to crush up and snort Oreo cookies for 4 days straight.
Yeah.
Goddamn, it felt good. It felt good. Gained 4 pounds. But generally speaking, yes, I stick to some level of a low-carb diet. Mm-hmm. And so I bring in low carb snack food. Now, I bring in just the specific foods that I want to eat because I'm like, I don't want to. It keeps me from all the other stuff like the Cheetos and shit that we've got in this office floating around. Now, you ask yourself, that's cool, Nick. I appreciate that. You go through the extra effort of bringing in your own snacks. You would think that everyone would respect that. And 99% of this office does, except for one human being who every time I'm eating anything looks like a little puppy dog. He just pops around the corner and is like,
Who is that person?
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to name names.
Dude, I mean, that person, by the way,
sees a bag in my hand. Also has other other chips that he could eat in there that he ordered from Amazon. Giant bags of these chips that he can eat. I can't eat those.
I love to share food with people when it's like a sealed bag or when it's like. Sure. But I do have the Joey Tribbiani. Joey doesn't share food. Like if I'm eating, and you reach over to my plate and take some of my food, I may bite your fingers off.
To be fair, I don't mind if I have a huge bag, Kevin. It's just when I portion themselves out for myself. I have like a rationed 2 ounce portion. And I am this close from death every day because I starve myself for you fucking people. Because Nelly looks good and I want to look like Nelly. Do you understand how that works?
Nicholas, when you have the little Ziploc bags, I never ask you.
I appreciate
that. When you have the... You just said the opposite. Right now, you just said...
No, sometimes you go, here's the view. He doesn't. He pastes out on the corner. Sees the Ziploc bag.
So I rudely cut Andy off.
Like, give me the one. This is what it looks like. Kev, give me one.
You were trying to say something, weren't you? And I cut
it just goes like this. It looks like this.
No, I'm just constantly walking around the office doing things.
You're constantly walking around the office doing a combination of things, but also looking to do things.
Kevin,
am I wrong at that? Like, he'll pop his head and be like, what's Joey doing today?
Can I fuck
with her today? No?
I love you dearly, Kevin, but you might as well be a crow.
Yeah.
When it comes to this stuff. It's like,
I don't know what that means, but I'll back it up.
Just, and like grab something, fly away.
Yeah. Your nickname?
That it's endearing. It's endearing 99% of the time.
Cruello?
Kevin Cruello.
Killing it, dude.
Long story short. Yeah, please help yourself.
I'll eat some of these. Thank you.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Bye, Jared.
In fact, you want a little bowl? I'll take some.
I mean,
Jared, do you mind pouring us just a little bowl of those for right now?
Eating on the mic is probably not a good idea.
I don't give a shit. It's my fucking show. It's my motherfucking show.
I don't give a shit.
I don't give a fuck. Big Kev, please bring up this next news story.
How's that sound?
All right. That sounds about right. It sounds about right. I'm not going to lie. My favorite thing is when we start going down the Kev tunnel. There's always someone, Joey always pops her head around the corner just to listen, because I think it's cathartic for her.
Yeah.
Is it cathartic, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's shaking her head. She's like, yeah, it is. This next news story comes from IGN. Netflix market value is now nearly as high as Disney. That's ridiculous. That is completely ridiculous.
Variety reports. How is that even possible?
This was due to Netflix end trading on Wednesday with a stock price of $344.72. This ensured the streaming company's market cap was hovering at the $150 billion mark. Jeez now, Kevin, Louise. I don't know anything about stocks, but is this good or bad?
Remember when Netflix was like dying? Remember that?
No.
Thank you, Jared. You don't remember the conversations of like... This is horrible. This is not good. Yeah, take some cool, Greg. Do you not remember the conversations of like, Netflix is not making any profit. They're spending so much and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I mean, then we get stories like this that sort of totally turns that conversation around.
Uh-huh.
Full 180.
No, they're balling out. They're clearly balling out. They're signing $150 million deals with Ryan Reynolds and Michael Bay. Knowing fully well Michael Bay is headed for a fucking cleansing like you've never seen before in your life.
Jeez Louise. He's taking his clothes off. Preparing his body to get cleansed.
Knowing what people, just the weird shit that I've heard, granted, it's all, you know, alleged. It's all just hearsay. I don't know anything. I'm not in Hollywood. The shit I've heard about that guy, I'm like, I would not do a deal with him right now. At any point, that movie's going to get tanked. That's $150 million down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Down the drain. Kevin, how does this sit with you?
Just have Ryan Reynolds.
Are you invested in Netflix?
No, I'm not. But, like, it's good. Like, Netflix has been way too high for too long, but... It only seems like it's doing better. What are you doing with your mouth? Why are you doing that? All right.
Are you trying not to crunch?
Ew. I'm trying to get like crunchy.
It looked really wet. It looked like a piece of flesh.
Does it look like my tongue dried out if I do like this?
It is a piece of flesh. No.
What?
What about the this? Audio people are people listening to this on the audio.
You know how like when dogs put their tongue out too long and it gets dry?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of what it feels like.
Oh, okay.
All right. News of the weird time, Kevin. Roll the graphic.
We don't have a news of the weird
God time. Damn it, AJ. Where you been, AJ? I asked for a couple graphics. He's like, well, I already gave you free work.
Yeah,
I'm not doing this
anymore.
He
doesn't work for us.
Does he not?
No. Is this the big topic?
Big topic time. New York. Literally running out of Cheetos.
A crisis.
This is a fucking crisis. If you are in the Eastern Seaboard, anywhere on the Eastern Seaboard, our thoughts and prayers go out to you right now?
I would rather live in the world of The Last of Us than live in a world without Cheetos.
Now, this is not just Cheetos, by the way. This is all of the PepsiCo
Frito-Lay brand.
Frito-Lay brand is having a problem. This story is from someplace called GrubStreet.com. It says, you can't, had your junk food cravings stymied lately? Good word for that. Good use of that word.
Yeah.
By an empty bodega chip aisle? Blame Frito-Lay. Corner stores around town are reportedly running out of everything the company makes. So not just Cheetos, Doritos, Fritos, Lay's, Ruffles, Rolled Gold Pretzels, Cracker Jacks, Grandma's Cookies.
Holy shit.
After the PepsiCo subsidiary cut the pay of its delivery drivers as much as a third, prompting many to quit. The Post reports that Frito-Lay has tried spreading remaining drivers throughout New York as evenly as it can. The bodega owners say, and in some cases, they've seen nary a Cheeto bag in over 3 months.
Oh my God.
3 months there hasn't been a Cheeto in New York. And I say this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not normally one to care, and I'm not normally one known for charity. But I will say this, if you have a friend currently living in New York City right now, go to your store, buy him a bag of Cheetos, and eat that Cheetos, and just film yourself eating those Cheetos.
Oh, I thought you were gonna give them...
No, I just want you to know, I want them to see, like, see the Cheetos, okay. Right? That's what you're supposed to do. So just eat Cheetos on Twitter, tag me in that, but send it to your friend and say, neener, 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 fucking West Coast, best coast.
It's true!
This would be a really cool apocalyptic movie. Sort of like a parody apocalyptic movie where Cheetos no longer exist. And it's really over-dramatized, dramatized.
Morgan Freeman.
And he got cleansed up.
He got cleansed hard.
He got cleansed hard.
So in this post-apocalyptic world, what happens? People just go to the store to get Cheetos, there's no Cheetos, and they go, no! And they eat something else?
Yeah, they're having to eat, like, non-Frito-Lay branded stuff, right?
That's terrible.
And it's a really sad thing, you know, and kids are dying.
Is there another chip that's not owned by this company? Who makes Sun Chips, I wonder? Because Coca-Cola has to make chips.
I feel like that's another company, Sun Chip.
Sunny Delight.
Because Frito-Lay makes every chip that I give a shit about, really, if I'm being honest. Like, I can't think of another chip that's not a Frito-Lay product that I would care to put in a bowl.
Right, a Dorito or a Frito or a Cheeto.
I'm
going to eat-o, you know?
Because I feel like if you don't eat anything that's Frito-Lay, you're like, you have to get the off-brand, like, quasi, if they're trying to be like
Andy Caps.
Yeah.
Andy Cap.
Like with Bugles or some weird shit
Nick,
like
this
that.
This is the Sun Chip website.
Okay.
Frito-Lay. Right.
Frito fucking Lay, man.
Frito-Lay.
This is disconcerting.
What about the Trader Joe's salt and vinegar chips? Must be owned by Trader Joe's, right?
I don't know. Trader Joe's, I think, just takes other people's chips
and repackages them.
I think they're just Kettle Chips. Who owns Kettle Chip, the Kettle brand? It's gotta be Frito-Lay, right?
It's Lay, look, yeah.
Is it there?
Kettle Cooked.
Oh shit, no, that's, yeah. No, I mean the ones, yeah, maybe those are.
No.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. The bags are very weird feeling.
I'm sorry, it was disgusting. It came out and I was like, this is really gross.
Just burping and eating.
I don't know why people watch the show at all. Yeah, those Kettle Chips, who does that?
Right.
Kettle Foods, okay, so we can still get Kettle Foods.
Kettle Foods.
New York, again, thoughts and prayers to you during this amazing time of need. Yeah, cool, Greg, did you want to say something?
Yeah, man, New York's been playing. I like to smoke every now and then a cigar called Backwood. Mm-hmm. You know, it started as $1.50, then it went up to $3. Now they're moving to $8 for once.
Fuck that,
crazy.
Dude.
Crazy.
In New York or here?
In New York, thank God.
It's too much. When I used to smoke cigarettes, I would travel to New York every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I would inevitably, because I smoked too many, I would get off the plane and be like, oh, I don't have any fucking cigarettes. I totally forgot to buy them in California. Get off the plane. I bought a pack of cigarettes at, I want to say it was LaGuardia. I don't think it was JFK, I think it was LaGuardia, for $18.
Well, yeah, airports are always gonna, I think that's airports fucking you.
Yeah, but like, even the city of New York, I remember buying one in New York when it was like years ago, and it was the pack was like $12. I was like, that's egregious. And of course, did I quit smoking that day because it was too expensive? No, I bought the pack, I smoked the whole fucking thing, and probably bought two more packs on that trip.
Why?
Because smoking is cool, it is cool.
You said the other day that then you would outlaw smoking if you were a governor.
I would.
So cool.
But they're so cool.
It's highly addictive. And it's terrible for you. But it is cool.
Like, Imagine how less cool Cowboy Bebop would be if Spike Spiegel didn't smoke cigarettes.
It'd be less cool.
He would look so much less cool.
It's like the, no, I'm not gonna make that joke. That's too hard.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna make a Paul Walker joke.
Oh, yeah.
Is it too soon? Can I make a Paul Walker joke?
I don't think you, no. I mean, you're already
because that car he was driving was cool.
We're here already.
The car was cool. You see what I'm saying? But it killed him. But right up until the point where it killed him, it was cool.
Oh, yeah. I see.
So you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Get in it.
You said it. Get in there, cool Greg.
Get in it, cool Greg.
It's 11:51.
Well, there you have it.
There
it
is.
I'm Iron Man.
There it is.
All right, let's go into some tips right now. Are there anyone? Is anyone in the chat complaining about our chewing? Well, they will now. They will now. You will be. Kev will be. If you've given us a tip at the $5 or above level, or if you've cheered us at the 500 mark or more, I will read that now.
What are you doing, man?
See how he looks at you? Oh my God, you took the perfect to eat it.
I'm gonna eat it.
I ate that fucking floor pizza the other day. I'm not ashamed of it. I don't give a shit.
A pizza fell on the floor?
Half a pizza. You didn't know this?
No.
During the Let's Play we did the other day, Greg cooked a DiGiorno's, the buffalo chicken pizza. Like a good half of it flipped over and fell onto the floor.
Oh no.
He picked it up, the fucking monster picked it up, put it down, put a little note by it and said, this fell on the floor. Nobody saw the note. Everyone ate the pizza. Myself included, I took a big bite out of it and Tim waited and was like, you know that fell on the floor, right? And I was like, oh Jesus.
That's great.
But it was so good in my mouth because I had the crust piece. Mm. I was like, I gotta keep going. I can't spit this out. It's too fucking good. That crust.
The cheese in it.
With the cheese in it.
Yeah.
It's so fluffy. Mm-hmm. It's so fluffy. It's like a pillow that you can eat.
Cool.
First tip today comes from, David Justice Photo gave us 1,000 cheers and said birthday tax. This money is for Andy so he can buy the jersey for whoever Kawhi is traded for.
Wow.
There you
go. I didn't think you'd go there, David Justice.
Well, he gave you some
David
money.
David Justice, you used to play outfield.
Are you shamed by this?
No, it's just like, you know, it's just a stab in my heart is what it is.
Panzer G2 says, Daddy and Candy Annie, the dream team, one separate, but now united, and it feels so good. Here's what I need from the solo review. See it in theaters or wait for digital Netflix. Your reviews are law. Oh, I'll let you know. I mean, I feel like it's a Star Wars film, so you're gonna have to see it in theaters no matter what, because we still want them. I'm still holding out for hope that they'll make a good Star Wars movie again, but you know, Disney hates me. Let's see, Demandred said, thanks for getting me through Iowa and Nebraska yesterday. Nick, my girlfriend and I will be in SF Friday and Saturday night. Any chance you're doing a show? I'm not doing anything this Friday or Saturday. I'm sorry. I'll try to get on something, and if I do, I'll let you guys know. Max Torch said, new party mode is awesome. Shout out to Candy Annity for editing, and Greg and Nick for my new ringtone. You got, love you guys. That was ridiculous.
You enjoy that?
It was really good. We played it like 3 times yesterday.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
It was
man.
So good.
Thank
it you. Was so well done. I'm Not a Shark says, I can tell you guys are on the edge, but don't worry. I'm not a shark.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you. Okay, good, because I was scared. Uh-huh. I'm so upset that I might not make it to prom. I can't leave the aquarium. I mean, I can't leave the place that's not water. I'm sending you guys love. Seriously, you guys rock. And Andy, how soon will your interview with Shaq be up? I'm not a shark. It's okay.
I believe it's going to go into the Gamescast that we are recording today.
Yes, it will.
Cool.
And it's been edited, and the audio sounds a lot better.
Thank you, Kevin. Great job.
Broken Senpai says, Bro Dukin Senpai says, when is Vince McMahon going to give Kev a major O-ish to become the next Kind of Funny champion? I don't know what that O-ish? Means. What's O-ish?
I don't know what that O-ish? Means.
Push, maybe? Maybe he meant push to become the next Kind of Funny champion.
I don't know.
Soon, hopefully, and for the rest of our lives. Pretty Reckless says, blew an internal job interview at work today and not having a great day. Super happy for the host dream team today. Thank you for the last. A lot of people call us the dream team.
I think so.
I'm the Shaq.
I'm
to Hakeem, your Kobe.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
What's the best team ever?
The best team ever?
Yeah.
Well,
Jordan.
Statistically, the best team ever was the Golden State Warriors team from 3 years ago.
So can I be Steph Curry?
Where they blew the 3-1 lead.
Who was the best people on that team?
Steph Curry, Klay Thompson.
I'll be Klay Thompson. You be Steph Curry.
Okay, those are actually the names of Snowbike Mike's pugs.
Yep.
Klay and Steph. You got some. Thanks.
You just had a hair out of place.
Thanks.
Sean Solo Texas says, Uncle Nick, my job has been taking my soul lately. I'm glad I finally got to watch the show live. It was hot shit. Nelly voice. Here's some of the
hot
sweet.
Hot shit.
There you go. Here's some of that sweet, sweet hashtag Comcast money. Much appreciated. And our final tip today comes from Snow Wolf. Said, finally got to catch the show live and not on YouTube. And Andy is here. Fuck yes.
I'm here. I'm here, Snow Wolf, for you.
All right, everyone. P.S. I love this best friend XOXO today comes from the kind of funny crew is shouting out Big Kev Dog Coelho because it's his birthday on Saturday. Yay! Kevin, how old are you going to be?
I turned 28.
What are we doing for your birthday?
I'm gonna be.
Oh,
you guys are so sweet.
You gotta light the candles and come in. We can light them.
Here's the thing: the lighter is out of lighter fluid.
Cool Gray has a lighter, doesn't
he? Yeah, that's the one that's out of lighter fluid. So we have these cool candles.
Oh, you guys are so nice.
Look at
that.
What
a surprise.
Ready? You have to come over here too.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kevin. Happy birthday to you.
Yay. Oh, he's blowing him out. Oh, hold on, Kev. Hold on. Kev, can we put the cake over there?
Get over here. Like blow it out. Ready? Go ahead, Kev.
Blow out the cat. Yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, look, it's moving.
Oh, it's so much
it's
smoke.
It's moving. Whoa.
There's so much smoke.
Crazy.
Yay.
I don't want to eat it. Will you
eat
it?
For your birthday lunch, Kev, we thought we'd order a round table. That's not what you want?
That sounds great.
All right.
Will you dip a pork rind in the chocolate?
No, play
do
with it.
Do it, you gross fuck.
Do it, bitch.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Tim, I would like to, I'm sorry, Greg.
Yeah.
I would like to be called Nelly from now on. I don't know
no
if you've seen
matter
this.
What I do, all I think about is you. Even when I'm with my boo, girl, you know I'm crazy over you.
That's all
no
I know.
Matter
this song.
What, that's just cute. East Coast, I know you. About to, now, I've never touched the metal while I hold
do
it.
Do it. Do it, you fucking coward.
Do it.
Yeah.
Does it feel good? Great. Doesn't it feel good a little?
Yeah, a little.
Put it on your. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. We're live.
Balls.
We're live.
Put it on your ball sack.
You still whispered it.
Yeah, did I?
Yeah, you sure did.
Did people hear it?
Yeah.
If you guys want to wish someone in our community a shout, give someone a shout out, go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, fill out that form, and you can make someone's day. Just like I can tell, we just made Kevin's day. You don't look happy though, Kev. What's wrong? Are you okay?
No, yeah, I'm happy.
Was it too much of the Kevin? No. Did we bash you too much on the show today? It was all in good faith.
Yeah, there's a lot of bashing.
Yeah,
well, we love you, Kev.
Huh? It's warranted sometimes.
No, I
Joey think said be really mean to Kevin.
Yeah, sure, thanks.
This is a great question from the Sugar Free Daddy. He says, why do I watch you guys every day? We don't know.
I don't know. But I do know one thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's giveaway time. Andy, tell people how they can win.
Everybody, there are four ways you can win the giveaway. You can be in the Twitch chat right now.
Just like
E.T. the King and Pay Tolls and Top Player Hata.
And Neo Jolio.
I saw you call I saw you say Top Player Hata the other day instead of Hata. You said Hata.
I never get anything right. Yeah. You should hear me read subs. It's like a person trying to figure out a new language.
So you could be in chat, or you can be subscribed to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you have Amazon Prime, you also have Twitch Prime. We could take that free sub from you. It'll be easy. Just don't look. Don't say anything. We'll take it from you. The ways 3 and 4, you could be a 3 and 4. I had the numbers up wrong. You could be a $2 or above supporter on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames or patreon.com/kindoffunny. What does $2 and above get you? It gets you all the $1 content. You get 4 episodes of Party Mode a week early. You get all that other stuff.
I'm gonna tell you, I don't know when the last one we did, the Nintendo one we did, goes up, but that's good. That's a good one. It's gonna be good.
It's next Friday. It's gonna be the hardest thing to edit.
It's gonna
sure.
be so funny though. Just take liberties. If you want me to reprise my role as Johnny Ace, I'm happy to.
We may have.
Okay, great. Greg Miller.
Hey.
Oh, you cutting some cake?
Yeah.
While you do that, Greg Miller, I'm gonna tell you about a little problem a lot of guys have out there, and a little solution called Hims, a wellness brand for men. They are sponsoring today's show. And I want to tell you guys something. 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35. This is no laughing matter. I started noticing my hair was thinning right around the age of 25. And by the time I noticed it, it might have been too late, but I did something about it then. And if you're noticing your hair is going, let's do something about it now. Let's see. Here's the solution for Hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can now be optional. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Prescription solutions backed by science. Very easy. Go on, sign up for an account. You can pick whichever products you want. If it's a product that requires a prescription, they'll give you a full medical evaluation. That goes to a real doctor. He will prescribe you the medicine. It's all in the up and up. You can ask them questions, all that jazz. Right now, my listeners, get a free trial month. Excuse me. Get a trial month of Hims. I almost want to say free. It's not free. No. It's almost free, though.
Mm-hmm.
Get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or the pharmacy, and I have spent hundreds. Go to forhims.com/morning. That is forhims.com/morning. Forhims.com/morning to take advantage of this.
Morning or morning show?
Jesus, it's morning show. You're absolutely right. I read so much on this, my brain just goes, let's try this again. Listeners, get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. Go see website for details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctors. Go to forhims.com/morningshow. That's forhims.com/morningshow. Forhims.com/morningshow. Do something about it. We need a tagline, you know what I mean? Hey.
Get it done.
Do something about it.
Get the job done.
You gonna
get her done.
Get her done. Get her done, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations to the winner of today's giveaway, Mean Old Joe from Twitch. You've read Bleed 2 on the PS4. That's Bleed 2.
Bleed American. Jimmy Roll.
Well, it's like Bleed 1, but better.
I was thinking about it. I want your professional opinion, because you've worked with me a long time. If I really badly cut my hand during that For Hims ad read, do you think I would have said anything or let you finish the ad?
I think you would have said so. I think you wouldn't have said anything. I think you would. You're a professional. I think you would have.
You'd have walked upset.
You would have somehow triaged the blood with the cake. You would have just put your hand in the cake and walked away. I would know. I wouldn't call attention to it. I'm like, Greg just cut the Dickens out of his finger.
You would totally call.
I would have like, Greg, you just cut your finger. You'd be like, yes, yes.
It's like
you would have started crying.
It's like an SNL skit where like the blood like shoots across your face. Keep reading
about here. Speaking of blood, Barry.
Barry's so good. Woo! Have you watched Barry?
I'll start watching it tonight.
Finished it last night.
Is it good?
It'll go fast, too. Yeah. It's like, what, eight episodes?
Eight episodes. Bill Hader, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it looks funny. I'll watch it.
Someone on the internet was saying you like Bill Hader.
I love Bill Hader.
What? Really?
I love Bill Hader.
Someone on the internet was talking about how Unky Nick didn't
like someone's people a on the internet are dude. Liars, wow. And they're bull-faced liars.
Someone's a bullshitter.
Let's go in the old 3-3, ladies and gentlemen.
A man with Shuhei Yoshida.
Shuhei would never talk badly about anyone like that, let alone me. He loves me. I dance for him sometimes.
Barry is damn good. I finished it this morning.
Panzer DJ says, is there blood on the cake? No.
There's not. Ignacio Ross says, Andy, where do we stand? Do you still hate me? I tolerate you, Ignacio, but I'm glad you're being cooler. Just be cool, and we're good.
I want you to know you have cake all over your hand. You've smeared. No.
Well, could you see what Greg was doing to me while you were reading?
No, what was he doing?
He was stuffing the frosting in my face, so I had to like wipe it off.
That explains why I was distracted, ladies and gentlemen. I'll blame them for that poor ad read. What do you think of the Chew getting canceled?
The what?
Says the illness. What do you think of the Chew getting canceled? I don't know what that means. Nick, my next Photoshop idea is great. We'll take a couple days. It's probably will be on a subreddit Twitter on Sunday, says Lenart. All right, I'll look forward to it. Someone's a liar or a flip-flopper. I don't know what I did this time.
Get Bucket says, Andy, talk about Westworld. I need to rewatch Sunday's episode because I was falling asleep. I was very tired
Sunday.
It's
boring. Are you watching Westworld, Jared?
Yeah.
Get in here.
Do we have that much time to get into a Westworld
We
talk?
Sure don't.
We don't.
Not especially with Jared. Because I know, Jared. You go deep.
I'm a little verbose.
You're a little verbose. But I do want to say, top level it for me. How is Westworld for you right now?
This season's been dull.
All right.
It's all right. The only things I've really enjoyed are the moments where I spend time with the very few empathetic characters they have left.
Yeah.
I think that's my biggest problem with it is they've taken away almost everyone I had to root for.
Yep.
When we had the travel across the Shogun world and I was with some people I actually kind of liked,
mm-hmm.
I was suddenly like, oh, I remember why I enjoy this show. And then,
last season, the sympathetic character that I had was Thana Newton's character.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to get out. Mm-hmm. And you can sympathize with that. You can empathize with that on a very human level of like, you are a prisoner. You have to get out.
Yes.
And there is something very compelling about that. Now she's like, I could have gotten out, but I want to go back and get my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, is she really your daughter?
And I feel,
does this really matter?
I feel better
does
about
any of this
that.
Matter?
I've learned to like that little band. Like when I'm with them, I feel okay. Especially, like I said, some very creative things they did last week. But just about everybody else I just couldn't care less about anymore. That they're all mean, horrible people doing mean, horrible things.
This past Sunday's episode, there were a few intriguing things about it, but I was falling asleep really bad. And I don't think it's the show, but I hope it's not the show.
I
gotta rewatch it.
It is 100% the show.
Episode 4 was so good, though.
Dude, I watched all the way up to episode, I think I watched not last week's, but the week prior, maybe that was episode 2, and I was like, I'm done with the show. Because it's exactly what you're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. The only person I even remotely care about is Teddy, because he's somewhat conflicted. But they...
Whoops!
Oh, is he dead? Does he die?
Huh?
I didn't say nothing.
Because I know he was in the... I know he's in the water. Or huh? People were saying he was one of the people in the water.
Oh, what? Teddy?
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing.
All right, cool. Here's the deal. I really liked the Evan Rachel Wood character, because she was the one we were discovering all of the lore of the world through. And then, for whatever reason, they just completely made her a different character this season.
She
became that Wyatt character, and it's just...
She's become a person whose damage is manifesting itself in abuse of the people around her, and that's a very good theme. She's a character that could work, but she's I don't think she character. Works as the center of the show in that role.
Doesn't
not for this long a period of time. The show moves much slower this season than it did last season. Mm-hmm. It's not as well written. It's not as well paced.
It's almost like they were like, we couldn't get anyone back from the first season. You know, like it feels like a totally different show this season. And
well,
it's really sad.
I like sometimes when things feel like, you know, I watched The Good Place, and one of the things I loved about the second season of Good Place was how it became a different show in the second season. Mm. That made it wonderful. Like the way they made it a different show. It was a good show in the first season. And then they're just like, nope, we're going to completely alter everything and we're going to do it right. It's going to be fun. Westworld seemed to go the other way, and now it just feels like so much of binge television, where there's a good beginning and maybe an interesting end, and then a lot of filler in between that we watch for some reason when we could, you know, just be reading a good book.
Yep. I feel you on that one. I feel you on that one, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin, a quick note. People in the chat say, can we flip the camera?
And I was just answering them, no, we can't.
I mean, if you put it on the other side, you could. If you just put that shot on the other side, it'll look like he's looking at us then.
No, but then you guys are looking at the wrong way.
Shit.
I had it on the other side.
Shit.
So I have been thinking of solutions. This is just, like, it's a work in progress. The camera that we're using is really not good for, like, that close of a shot.
Why can't you flip just the shot in OBS?
You could put the camera in the grid, by the way.
Oh, it's on OBS, okay. Yeah.
You could probably hang the camera off the grid.
Well, then the camera's backwards, and we have the same problem where I can't flip.
What if you put the camera upside down? Spitball.
Just overlay it over all of us.
Kevin always hits a point where he's trying to be serious, and I just want to make a joke out of it, and he goes, all right, you've given up on this.
Yeah. He's like, all right, you're clearly serious at first, and then midway through, you lose interest.
I do.
You're like,
I'm like a child that
funny?
Has too much intelligence, you know?
Oh, right.
And
that's the issue.
Is it?
Too much intelligence.
That's the issue, right?
That's what Nick has.
Oh, my God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 12:08. We should round this out. Before we do, I want to make two quick comments. One, I've never worn a wristband for this long. It is, in fact, cutting the circulation off to my hand.
Oh, you're going to say it's empowering.
No, it's not. Mm. I don't know how Nelly did it. Two, let's go around the room real quick. Who's excited for Solo tonight?
Me.
Kevin?
I already watched it. I'm not watching with you guys tonight, so.
So, no.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of the road. Everyone, tune in.
You're excited. I can feel it.
I'm excited for the snacks.
You're trying to hide it.
I'm always excited for the snacks, dude. You want to get those mini toys?
Remember when we were driving to Deadpool and we were like, it doesn't feel like we're about to watch a movie. I'm not super psyched right now. I'm really exhausted.
Yeah, it was really
exciting.
But
I'm excited for popcorn and a cherry Coke.
Tim gave me shit on that, too. He was like, you're not your best job on the Deadpool review.
What was up with that?
And I was like,
no, that was arguably our worst review.
Why?
What? Because it was like 20 minutes long and we were all exhausted.
There's not much you could say about Deadpool. It's not a movie that has a lot of layers, ladies and gentlemen.
I disagree. I think we could have gotten into it more and had it more structured.
All of our reviews, by the way, up until the MCU review, are that jumbled of a mess. What'd you guys think? Great. Let's talk about it.
They are more jumbled of a mess. But I was actually against posting it on SoundCloud. That's why it didn't get posted. I just forgot to have a conversation with people.
Why not?
Because I just didn't think it was the
people
caliber
don't give a fuck. Nobody
have.
Fucking comes to ours for an actual review, Kevin. They just want to hear us talk about the movie they just saw.
All right.
That's all we do. If we want to make those reviews more structured, we should talk about an actual structure where we go through the plot like MCU review.
They are more structured since the MCU in review.
Tim told me not to do that structure. Literally, it was like, just don't do it like this.
Do an old style.
Old style is just chaos, and we're just talking about it.
Old style is 5 minutes of spoilers and 15 or 20 minutes of discussion. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I got set up for failure on that one, and I didn't see it coming.
We should have just gotten mozzarella sticks.
We should have
fucking gotten mozzarella sticks like I wanted to.
I don't blame you. I do think we were set up to fail.
I think this organization too big to fail. Everyone, I love you very much.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. Everyone, I love you very much. We're going to see Saul tonight. That review will be up later tonight, if not early tomorrow morning. Until then, I'll be back tomorrow. Are you on the show with me tomorrow?
I think you are.
Maybe Greg's on the show.
Salty, what's up? I don't know if I saw your tweet, Salty.
Me and Greg will be back.
I'll say your name.
Me and Greg are back on the show tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button and make sure you hit the notification button, because YouTube's doing some real weird shit lately with subscriber feeds. It's not our fault, but we want you guys to get our content if you want the content. In fact, we want you to get it whether you like it or not.
So unsubscribe from everybody else, just stay subscribed to us.
Yeah, that's the easiest thing, and then you'll see all of our content.
And watch Party Mode. Go watch Party Mode.
Definitely watch Party Mode. I love you all. Kevin, please cut the feed.